Well, if you maybe just had a little bitty field that you were growing cotton in, you would say you had it, you would call it a what?
Patch.
Okay. How big could a patch be?
No, well, there's some dressing about there.
Well, I knew that.
Down it over, but I usually spoke of anything up to an acre being a patch.
Okay.
Larger than that would be a field.
Okay. Have you got any other words for this, according to the size or according to what you were using it for that you'd use for the field?
No.
Okay. Well, in your pasture, what would you put around the pasture?
Well, usually first, when I was little, my daddy would split rails and build a rail fence around it.
Okay.
That's an enclosure that we always had when I was growing up out on the river. Rail fences.
What other kind of fences can you think of?
Later we built wire fences.
Okay, how would they be built?
We'd put posts in the ground.
Okay.
And stretch wire between them.
Okay. How'd you get that post in? It'd have to be what?
In the ground, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Well, after the ground was wasn't too hard, we'd drive the post in with a maul, a mallet, or a steel hammer, or something like that. But if the ground was too hard, we'd have to use a hole digger and dig holes.
Yeah.
And drop the post in.
Yeah. Okay, what other kinds of fence were there back then, besides a wire fence? Maybe around a flower garden, what would you have, or around a house? What you have with you?
Yard fence. It's called that. And sometimes you made out of palings.
Okay. How would that be?
Well, you put the post up by similar to you making a wire fence. Nail the palings to it.